1050 WLIP.
6:55, Dub Kenosha continues every Saturday morning, 7 o'clock. It's Don't Get Frantic with this gentleman from Francetic Tax Resolutions, Paul Francetic. Hello.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
You already got us our Christmas present, Paul, with the release of your December newsletter. And I got to tell you, last month I said it was one of the best newsletters ever. I think December tops November, my friend. Nice work.
All right, thanks.
Great articles about G.I. Joe under the Christmas tree, some gift-giving tips, a recipe for festive apple cider, and something that's really, really valuable, the 12 tax to-dos of Christmas. I'm going to go through that and see how we're doing here at the house. So good stuff. Okay. I'll tell you how you can check out that newsletter in just a little bit. But we do want to talk, Paul, this morning about innocent and injured spouse relief. Now, this is as it pertains to the Internal Revenue Service, of course.
Yeah, so I just got a new client this past week. Her and her husband had filed a joint return back in 2014, and they ran up about, they were both under withheld. They were both W-2 employees, and they ended up owing like about, I think, about $13,000. Most of it was attributed to her husband being under withheld. She was under withheld a little bit. She had some rental income, but then what she found out was that her husband was never legally divorced from his first wife.
So, whoops.
Technically, they were never legally married in 2014, so they should have never filed a joint return. So I'm in the process of trying to get most of that tax debt put back on the husband, and she'll have a very small liability once everything shakes out, I believe.
So that kind of slipped through the cracks? Is that what you're saying? Is this a little piece of information that needed to be shared, maybe? The husband and the wife. Wow, do you run into a lot of stuff like that? Is that something that's run into? Is kind of common or is just kind of odd?
Well, I've done several innocent spouse claims in the past, and usually it's because the spouse doesn't know what's going on with the business. It could be a husband or wife that's got running a business, and they get in trouble with maybe an audit or something like that,
and they don't want to tell their spouse that things aren't going so well.
Yeah. Then they just want to, they just have them blanket sign a tax return. They don't really look at it. So then I've gotten several spouses off in the past just because they shouldn't have been liable for that tax debt because it was all on the other spouse. So, yeah, but this is the first time I ran into one where the spouse was actually married before and didn't get a proper divorce. So,
wow.
Something new every day in the tax resolution sphere.
So not only are you helpful with problems with the IRS, you're also a marriage counselor, apparently. I mean, did they get into heated arguments right in front of you, or how did that work out?
No. The wife had just reached out to me this past week. So they've been, she had to file a legal separation document with the state of Wisconsin, and it's technically an annulment. So she's being treated as not ever being married to this person. So I got to send that in as proper proof that they weren't married. And then they did a marital settlement agreement, and the husband actually checked the box on there saying he was liable for all the taxes on there. So that should be some weight towards the IRS. So she did all the legal steps and everything like that. So now the closure, now is just trying to get this tax debt reduced down to a very bare minimum she'd probably owe, and then get this cleaned up. And then they had filed a tax lien against the condo she owns as well, too. So I should be able to get that tax lien removed once I get this innocent spouse claim processed by the IRS.
I'd like to see Santa do all of that. Way to go, Paul Francetic. Nicely done. He will help you if you have issues with the IRS or if you're having some difficulties with your marriage. He'll certainly do his best to help you out. Hey, Paul, if folks want to check out the newsletter, if they have questions, how do they get a hold of you, sir?
My website, 262tax.com. My phone number's on there. There's a contact page. I'll get an email and get back to you within 24 hours.
You'll do it. Also, you'll find out about the surprising history of the snowman in the December newsletter. Check that out. 7 o'clock Saturday mornings. Don't get frantic with Paul Francetic, Francetic Tax Resolutions. Paul, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next Monday. I'll be fully invested in that newsletter later on today, my friend. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.